This episode of Insights from ISI, we are going to discuss the program options for cloud protection insurance and insurance tracking for the financial institution world. Nothing like this discussion, so sit back, relax, and enjoy. When approaching cloud protection insurance and insurance tracking, it often is seen as black and white, as you can choose this option or you can choose that option. And reality is that the lender needs to be choosing and customizing and building the options that are best for them, their borrowers, and their staff. And that's where we come in to discuss and even give ideas to combine the best of all three. The first, the most common, is traditional cloud protection insurance. Insurance tracking with force place of cloud protection insurance. The second is blanket insurance, commonly known as BLSI, BSI, blanket. And the third, that is a newer option in the marketplace, but not necessarily in the industry, is a hybrid or a monthly force placed premium option with insurance tracking. And the main difference there is instead of premiums over 12 months, the premiums are month to month, with the idea of making it more affordable for the borrower. But the best option depends on a philosophy. You have to define what the philosophy is for your financial institution. Is the philosophy to charge the borrowers that are uninsured for premium, or is the philosophy to spread the cost of uninsured borrowers in your portfolio across all borrowers? If that's the case, blanket may be an option. But that's the fundamental choice that you have to ask yourself, your team, your committee internally. Then second, if you decide to go more of a force place route, it's to determine, is it traditional or is it a hybrid approach? And traditional is a little bit more expensive from a premium standpoint, because it is assuming that there are going to be fewer borrowers that are uninsured in the portfolio. So you have to assume 1.5 to 2.5% of your portfolio will be uninsured with force place insurance. That's on the traditional standpoint. On a monthly or a hybrid, the reason that the premiums are less is because the idea is that there's going to be more borrowers uninsured. So 3 to 4, maybe even 5% of your portfolio will be uninsured. So with more borrowers having force place insurance, it allows for the premiums to be a little bit less. So the fundamental difference is it's more expensive on the traditional side for fewer borrowers, and on a monthly or a hybrid, it's more affordable actually for more borrowers. So back to the philosophy question, is the goal to have more borrowers insured in your portfolio, or is the goal to help assist the borrowers that are uninsured be able to continue paying for CPI premium? Now, it's also important to understand the average cost of primary insurance. So give or take $1,000, $1,200, $15 per year includes coverage, comp, collision, and liability. And if you divide that out over 12 months, like a traditional program, then you're looking at, your borrowers are looking at $100 to $150 a month for primary insurance, including liability. Now, often depending on the average loan balance or possibly the cloud protection insurance rate, the borrower may be paying, $150, $170 a month. So if your cloud protection insurance force placement program is less than what your borrowers can get in the primary insurance world, but naturally you're going to have more borrowers carry force place insurance, which may negate the objective and the goal as to have more borrowers insured with primary insurance, comprehensively covering A, the financial institution, but B, that borrower from liability, and providing liability coverage. The option is not always as cut and dry as those three, as we talked about in the beginning of this session. And sometimes you have the ability to customize and build based on the portfolio, based on your portfolio. So being able to kind of separate those out and those loans out into maybe different buckets as far as combination of self-insurance, combination of maybe blanket, combination of force placing. So just because these are the three main options does not mean that you have to use any one of these to insure your entire portfolio. So it's very important to know the options, but also to know your portfolio and what your goal is, what your staff capability is, what your competitive market is like, and ultimately what allows you as a financial institution to succeed. And that's the general overview of the program types: insurance tracking, force placing, and blanket. And appreciate you listening, and we'll be back for another episode soon.